our story today about loving life no matter who. Our story called The Power of Words. Mary had grown up knowing that she was different from the other kids, and she hated it. She was born with a cleft palate and had to bear the jokes and stares of cruel children who teased her nonstop about her misshapen lip, crooked nose, and garbled speech. With all the teasing, Mary grew up hating the fact she was different. She was convinced that no one outside her family would ever love her until she entered Mrs. Leonard's class. Mrs. Leonard had a warm smile, a round face, and shiny brown hair. While everyone in her class liked her, Mary came to love Mrs. Leonard. In the 1950s, it was common for teachers to give their children an annual hearing test. However, in Mary's case, in addition to her cleft palate, she was barely able to hear out of one ear. Determined not to let the other children have yet another difference to point out, she would cheat on the test each year. The whisper test was given by having a child walk to the classroom door, turn sideways, close one ear with a finger, then repeat something the teacher whispered. Mary turned her bad ear toward the teacher and pretended to cover her good ear. But she knew the teachers would often say things like, "The sky is blue," or "What color are your shoes?" But not on that day. Surely God put seven words in Mrs. Leonard's mouth that changed Mary's life forever. When the whisper test came, Mary heard the words, "I wish you were my little girl." That whisper made all the difference. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you were doing." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.